Ready as I'll ever be.
Right, okay. Alex, I don't have a ton of questions to ask you, but I just wanted to, like, go over how we're going to look at the 23-24 season for Whitetail Ridge.
Okay.
I know we're now in that time frame where you're getting ready pretty hard and heavy for that.
Yep, we just started making snow here this last Sunday. I got the snowmakers fired up about 9 o'clock.
Today would have been a perfect day for it, obviously, with the, 5 degrees this morning?
Yep. We've got 9 machines running right now. We have 9 machines in our fleet, so all of them are gone, and we're getting a pretty good base pile started at least. So, yeah, we've had really good temperatures here the last probably 48 hours. Looks like we got another 12 to 14 hours before it warms up, so we're going to make as much as we can in this little time frame window that we have, and looking good for Thursday, Friday at night down in the teens again to get going, because we have to have it about between 23 and 26 degrees, depending on humidity, for us to be able to operate the snowmakers.
Okay. So your general goal is before opening the ski area is to get as much snow made as you can, obviously. What is your proposed time frame for opening? Is it still the week after Christmas?
So in a perfect world, if Mother Nature cooperates, we'd like to be open the 21st of December, be open that Thursday, Friday, Saturday before Christmas. More realistically, we're looking at the 26th after Christmas, but if Mother Nature cooperates, we'd like to be open there right before Christmas.
Okay, so your goal is 21 December. Okay.
Yes, yep. But obviously it's all dependent on Mother Nature. And
yeah, weather permitting.
Yep.
Now, your 22-23 season was your best ever, right?
Correct.
And that was building on the best season before that, if I'm not mistaken. I think your 21-22 season was probably your best before that, wasn't it?
Yes.
So, I mean, so you're even if you're not as good this year as you were last year, I mean, anything close to that is good, right? I mean, because it sounds like Whitetail Ridge, with all the great things that have happened to it over the last several years, I mean, with the elevator system there for the and all the other improvements to the sledding hill, which is an incredible sledding hill now, and with you know, the just everything upgraded in the chalet and everything else, obviously it brings people there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, like you said, last year was by far our record year. We actually had 14,465 patrons between the tubing hill and the ski hill last year. So the previous high was 13,882. And the year that we hit that, we were actually open for 3 additional weeks. With Mother Nature not being overly cooperative, with it being so warm in March, we actually had to shut down earlier. So it was definitely a pleasant surprise. And you can see just how things have changed over the last 5 years, where a 300-400 person day used to be a extremely busy day, and now that's about our average day.
Right. And you're usually open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? Throughout the entire season, that's your normal
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday back here a couple of years ago. So
okay.
Yeah, we're going to be open 4 to 9 on Thursdays and Fridays this year, 11 to 8 on Saturdays, and 11 to 5 on Sundays. And then our holiday week hours, so the 26th of December through the 31st will be 12 to 8, and then we will be open 11 to 5 on January 1st.
Okay. Excellent.
Again, weather permitting, but
that's
the goal.
Yes. What are some of the, are there any, like, improvements we get to look forward to this year?
The biggest thing that we're kind of focusing on this year is increasing our ski school. There's going to be several different options coming out that, like a recurring lesson thing where people can sign up and then come out really every Thursday, and we'll have our instructors available. We're going to keep going with our boot camp options on Saturday, Sunday, which is more of a group lesson, and then we'll have one-on-one private lessons that you can do via reservation. And then we're also hoping to partner with NASA, the National Squirrel Association, for adaptive skiing for wounded warriors and disabled vets, disabled children type thing, to give them an option to get on the slopes as well. So the ski school area is definitely our area of focus to improve and get more people to come learn how to ski and snowboard.
Okay, that's really good. And I know the tubing, the snow tubing, has been just absolutely popular. The feedback I've seen on that has been regionally very good. How would you rate Fort McCoy's snowboarding experience, you would think, in this region?
I would say we are by far the best. Most areas that have tubing are ski hills that offer tubing as an alternative. We're probably the opposite. We're more of a tubing hill that has the ski and snowboarding.
Okay.
Basically a learning hill. But we get, on average, it's about, for every skier or snowboarder we get, we have 10 people over on the tubing hill.
Right.
We're about a 10-to-1 there. Our run is definitely the longest at over 1,200 feet. Most other hills is really only 500 to 600. Some can get to 7 or 8. But our hill is by far twice as big as most hills type things. So we definitely have the biggest and the best area for tubing, I would say, in the area, if not the entire state.
Well, and it sounds like that, I know when I've watched people go down the tubing hill here, and you guys upgraded it a couple years ago with, especially on the top area where you improved the face of it with more landscaping on there.
Yep.
So you people really get some good hefty speed going down there on each of the six lanes, I believe is what it is, six lanes, right?
Yep, we're currently at six. I'm hoping to get to seven this year. We have some ideas that we're going to try to shift the hill a little bit to widen it out. We did a little bit more dirt work here this spring, summer, and fall area to try to get that top so we can get a seventh lane in, because like I said, we've gotten so popular.
That would be great.
You know, that's the speed thing is definitely part of the thrill, but also part of our biggest worry on the safety side.
Right.
But
well, I'd say it's fast, but it's not like crazy fast. I mean,
yeah,
it's fast enough to make it a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's one thing we definitely pride ourselves in. Like I said, is we had almost 15,000 people come out last year, and we ended up with 19 injury reports out of those almost 15,000. So while it is definitely fast, our maintenance team does a great job to take pride to make the hill as safe as possible. I mean, it's still a winter sport, so you're going to assume some risk, but we do put a lot of time and effort and thought into making it safe.
Right.
Part of the reason that the hill did get faster is on the bottom, we've actually opened it up into a runoff, where in years past, we'd have a big ice brick wall there that as people were coming down getting the speed, they'd slam into that, which was causing a lot of injuries. So we've been tweaking on that. We still have a little ways to go to get it to where we really want it, but you know, that's just one of the things that we've done to help, you know, improve people's rides down, but at the same time making it safer.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that sounds like you've decreased injuries by a lot there.
Yes. Yep.
Switching gears a little bit, I know like Whitetail's part of Pineview Recreation Area. As you know, I like to write about Pineview, the recreation area as a whole, quite a bit, because there's more to the area than just the campground or even the ski area, which in the wintertime, obviously, the ski area is the place to go. But as a whole, during the winter, we've talked about this last year, what are some of the things people can do at the ski area or in the Pineview Recreation Area besides going to the ski area?
So we do have 3 miles worth of cross-country and snow trails for those that just kind of want to get out. Those are open 7 days a week. You know, it's all natural snow back there. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to go cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, we advise to call so you can get conditions on the trails. But if there isn't snow and people just want to come out and get some fresh air and go for a walk, we have those 3 miles of trails there, as well as a few smaller trails that are in the campground that, again, it's all natural snow based. And but those are open year round for those that just kind of want to get out, get some fresh air.
And what are some of the sights they can see while they're out on those trails? Like, I know, for example, Trout Falls.
Yep, Trout Falls is on there. The La Crosse River runs right through a lot of the trails on the campground side, so you can walk by there. Definitely plenty of wildlife, trees, recently we put in a bench that's around one of the bigger trees in the area that people can come take a right along the La Crosse River. And then on the ski hill side, it's a little bit more wooded hiking through. There's three different loops there, so if you don't want to do the full 3 miles, there's signage out there. I believe the shortest one is a little over a mile, and there's like a 1.8 mile, and the full loop is like 3.1.
And now people can also get equipment from you guys, right?
Correct. Yep, we have snowshoes, cross-country skis, downhill skis, and snowboards to rent. And, you know, even if the ski hill's not open, you can either call ahead or stop at the Pineview Campground office, and we can definitely set people up for snowshoes and cross-country skis during the week if they're just looking to come out and get some exercise.
Right. They can also stay with you guys, right?
Correct. Yep, we have 16 cabins that are available all winter long. For those that stay either Friday and Saturday or Saturday and Sunday, we are including 4 complimentary tubing passes this year, but those cabins are open year-round and available for booking by calling the Pineview Campground office.
And as you know, the ski area is, as soon as it opens, it's going to have a lot of people showing up there. I know, like last year, it did.
Yep.
So, anything else you want to add about just getting folks out there?
I would say that we also have a luxurious chalet upstairs with a 10-point pub inside.
Okay.
So for people that don't necessarily want to go out in the cold, but if they still want to bring the family, we have food and beverage options inside. We have a deck that overlooks the ski hill with propane heaters out there to help, you know, kind of keep it a little warmer. But we definitely do have areas for people that might not want to come tube or ski, but if the family does, we have a place for them to come enjoy themselves, as well as those that are skiing and tubing, that we do have food and beverage on site to come in and warm up and grab a bite or grab a drink or one of our specialty cocktails from the 10-point pub.
I know more than once my wife and I have gone out there on a Friday night in the wintertime and just enjoyed watching people tube and ski.
Yep.
On a Friday night. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's a great place to go. And you can even get a burger, too. So.
Yep. And then the other thing that we'll be doing is the first Friday of each month in January, February, and March, we are offering again with the Grade A Snow Day program. So kids that come out with their report card that have at least one A are given a free tubing pass for the night.
Wow.
On those first Fridays of each month.
That's a great incentive for them.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really have any other questions, so I think you covered it all.
All righty.
So snowmaking right now until we get going here, huh?
That's the plan, yep. Our maintenance guys are officially on. We run 3 shifts, so we run 24/7. So like I said, these last couple days we've been going round the clock, so we've put them up.
And it's definitely cold enough today.
Absolutely.
All right, Alex.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
You bet.